My text for this morning comes from the fifth verse of the fifth chapter of the fifth book in the Bible, the words of Moses in Deuteronomy 5, verse 5. I stood between the Lord and you at that time to declare to you the word of the Lord, for you were afraid because of the fire, and you did not go up into the mountain. I want to focus in particular on Moses' words, I stood between the Lord and you. Moses was referring back to the events recorded, book of Exodus, chapters 19 and 20, when the children of Israel first came to Mount Sinai, and when the Lord communicated his law to them. I read Moses' words, you were afraid because of the fire, and you did not go up into the mountain. And later in our chapter, he filled in some of the details. It came to pass, he recalled, when you heard the voice out of the midst of the darkness, and the mountain burned with fire, you came near to me and said, behold, the Lord our God has shown us his glory and greatness, and we have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire. Now therefore, why should we die? If we hear the voice of the Lord our God any more, we shall die. You go near and hear all that the Lord our God says, and tell us whatever the Lord our God tells you. I like it. Why should we die? You go. Although, frankly, we can hardly blame them. The book of Exodus tells how they were confronted by thunder and lightning, by a thick cloud, blackness and thick darkness, by a tempest and the mountain quaking, by a devouring fire and smoke ascending as the smoke of a furnace, by the sound of a trumpet exceeding loud and getting progressively louder. And to cap it all, as Moses reports here in Deuteronomy, God speaking with a great voice. I'm sure you get the picture. Small wonder then the people shrank back in terror at the sight of God's glory and the sound of God's voice. They trembled, we read, and stood afar off. It was then that they proposed to Moses that he, and he alone, should draw near to God. Not that that was a light undertaking even for Moses. The writer to the Hebrews noted of this very occasion, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and tremble, and yet for all that the good man went. Such was his faith, his courage, his love for his people, that he went forward to stand between the Lord and them, that in turn he might relay to them all the Lord said to him. In one sense, his words, I stood between the Lord and you, they would have made a good epitaph to have been inscribed on Moses' tombstone, except that, of course, he never had one, because, as you read, God himself buried him. I say his words, I stood between the Lord and you, would have made a good epitaph for him, because standing between the Lord and his people is very much the story of Moses' later years. For example, in the context of the golden calf incident, Psalm 106 records how God said, and I'm quoting, he would destroy them had not Moses stood in the breach before him to turn away his wrath. The picture is that, of course, of some brave defender who's taken his stand in a gap made in a city wall that he might prevent the enemy from pouring through. Moses stood in the breach before God. Yes, following that incident, and following his many later intercessory prayers on behalf of a murmuring and rebellious people, Moses could truthfully have said, "I stood between the Lord and you." Moses was truly an amazing man. But this morning we have come to remember one who, in the language of the Epistle to the Hebrews, is counted worthy of more glory than Moses. Indeed. Whereas Moses is spoken of in the New Testament as the mediator through whom, by whose hand, literally, God gave the law, the Lord Jesus. Our Lord Jesus is spoken of there as the mediator of a better covenant, as the mediator of the new covenant. And this morning, our Saviour is able to say, "I stood between the Lord and you," with a depth of meaning which goes far beyond that which Moses, with which Moses could ever have said it. You might recall that occasion in the Garden of Gethsemane, when for a second time our Lord asked those who had come to arrest him, men who, having fallen to the ground before him, had then risen to their feet again, when for a second time he asked them, "Whom do you seek?" And when for a second time they said, "Jesus of Nazareth," he, so the Gospel writer tells us, he answered, "I told you that I am he. If therefore you seek me, let these go their way." Now in this manner, he, the good shepherd, was careful to position himself between his sheep and the wolves. And he could therefore have truly said, "I stood between your foes and you." But I think now, not of Gethsemane, but of Golgotha. And with my eye on his cross, I hear my Lord say to me this morning, "I stood between the Lord and you." For as the Apostle Paul once expressed it, there is one God, and there is one mediator, not as Moses between God and Israel, but between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. And it was this man Christ Jesus, the one who, in the words of our opening hymn, the one who interposed his precious blood, he it is, who says to each one of us today, "I stood between the Lord and you." Over 700 years before, the prophet Isaiah had written of him, written of the Lord Jesus, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." And as has very often been pointed out, that Hebrew word translated "laid on" occurs frequently in the Old Testament to describe those who meet with or who fall on others with a view to smiting and to killing them. So it's more than likely, therefore, we should understand the prophet as telling us that during those 3 hours of darkness at the cross, the Lord God caused our iniquities to violently assault the Lord Jesus, rushing on him like some vicious and destructive foe. Oh yes, as I view that bread and that wine, I hear him say, "I stood between the Lord and you." And speaking of wine, we read in Psalm 75, and I'm quoting, that in the hand of the Lord there is a cup filled with foaming wine, and all the wicked of the earth shall drain it down to the dregs. Alas for me, my sins helped fill that cup. And it would have been mine to drink, had not my Saviour, in the words of that well-known hymn, drained the last dark drop. Did it for me. So how gladly then I hear him say to Peter in the garden, shall I not drink the cup which the Father has given me? And as I think of that cup, the cup of God's fury as it's labelled in the Old Testament, I hear him say, I stood between the Lord, you, I drank your cup. Yes, for me. For me the living one became dead, for me the beloved one became forsaken. For me the sinless one was made sin, mine were the transgressions. But his were the wounds, the piercing. Mine were the iniquities, but his was the bruising, the crushing. Mine the sins, his the suffering. Mine the law-breaking, his the curse. Truly he stood between the Lord and me. As I'm sure you know, it's 100 years to the day since a little after 2 o'clock in the morning, RMS Titanic sank, having hit an iceberg just before midnight. Its wreck remains on the seabed at a depth of some 2,070 fathoms. That's 12,400 feet, give a few. One man who risked descending to the wreck in a specialized deep diving sub claimed, and I'll give you his words, fewer people have been to this place than have been to outer space. I guess you can understand then why the day following the disaster, the Los Angeles Times carried the headline, Titanic plunges headlong to the depths of the sea. I'd be very disappointed if many here this morning fail to connect that headline reference to the depths of the sea with the words of the prophet Micah. You will cast, you will hurl all our sins into the depths of the sea. What a wonderfully graphic way to describe the blessing of forgiveness or pardon, as Micah would have said, that we enjoy in Christ this morning. And it's all because it can be said of our Saviour, as it was once said of Moses, that he stood between the Lord and us. And as, in just a short time, we take that bread and wine, may we each hear him say to us afresh, I stood between the Lord and you. Shall we pray?